Okay.
Hi, from the call. Ready
yes.
to start. Yeah.
We're all set.
All right. And recording.
Yes.
Okay,
sorry.
Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, dear ultra-sensitive beings, do you like that label? Do you like being able to recognize that you are what Matt calls ultra-sensitive beings? And just for a moment, tune into all of the answers to all of the questions that you have had in this lifetime. That label, if we'll call it that, or that designation, or that recognition, created. Out there, and there is no out there, but out there, in the pretend out there, disembodied, having come from all of the lifetimes that it took for you to reach the state of knowing you are the light. And in this moment, just be aware, there's no ego involved in that. When you get up in the morning and you look at the sun and you say the sun is shining, it's true. For you at that moment, there is sunlight. It doesn't mean anything. Meaning only comes with words. So, you're awake. You recognize out there in the pretend out there that that's your progress. You've graduated. You've completed your training, whatever you want to call it. You're just done with that piece. And then there is the calling. Earth is ready to wake up. All awakened beings are invited back to Earth. There will be approximately 7.5 billion people on that planet at the time of the awakening. Will you come? Will you volunteer? We are choosing you. Will you agree? And we all said, okay. We'll try. We'll go. We'll see what happens there. And we came. And we were born into our current families. And we grew up. And we didn't fit. We fit with each other. Isn't that lovely? Here we are, fitting together. But in our families, we didn't fit. And so we did the best we could as little embryonic awarenesses to fit in with where we found ourselves. And now we are sitting together here. We are allowing the words that Matt speaks of ultra-sensitive being. We're allowing, oh, that's a good way to think of it. Okay, I'll take that one. Yeah, that would fit my experience. And we are saying to you, all of us who are currently speaking through human bodies are speaking to specific audiences. Many will listen and hear nothing. Our words have always been for you. Our words have always been for all of the beings who listen to these guided meditations and who follow this thread, you might call it, of the consciousness awakening. You resonate with us as we speak through Morningstar. And you accept that your job is to anchor the light. To hold the light present in being the light, anchor the light, bring the light, live the light, to provide a background awareness for others waking up. The hardest thing you've ever done as super aware beings is to love yourself. Not because you deserve it, not because you're good enough, not because you finally made it, not for any reason at all. You are the love that the divine has for embryonic humans. You are the love that the divine has for everything. The source is love. And you are love. And so you are not being asked for an action or a thought or a feeling. You are being asked to sink into the love that you are. To sink into the being of light and love that you are. To be undimmed. To be undiminished. To be all that you came to be right here, right now. And say out loud to yourself, I choose. I choose to be here now. I choose to be the love. And by choosing to be the love, I hold my little embryonic self, my little human personality, my little experience of life on Earth, I hold that in sacred and all-fulfilling love. I look at myself and I say, Self, you are so lovable. You are so easy. You are so perfect, just as you are. Even your busy little mind that makes up all kinds of reasons, all kinds of mistakes, all kinds of didn't get it quite right. Mm-hmm. And you say to yourself, you can think those thoughts if you need to. And we will love you. We will hold you. We will cuddle you. We will hold you in the adorableness of all that you are. And we will say with the sweetness of the most loving of parents. Of course you stumbled. Of course you fell down. Of course you feel sometimes like you failed. Of course. You're human. You came to have a human experience. You have tubs, toes to sub. You can do or be anything, and it's all perfect. And we say to the mind, dear sweet mind, we choose you. We choose you to be just as you are. We choose you to jump in with thoughts. And when we notice that the thoughts are there, we choose to have the thought. We choose. We choose our discipline. We choose our mantra. We choose the words. We choose for the thought that we choose. I am beloved. I am awake. I am all that is. I am one with all that is. I am one with all. And I love me because I am love. I am love. I am love. I am here for the good of all mankind, for the good of planet Earth. I choose love so that all people may wake up. I choose love so that all people may be in harmony. I choose love so that peace may prevail. The light, the peace, the joy, the wholeness can be here now. I choose. I choose now. I choose this human experience that I am having in this moment. I choose the seeming me just as I am. I choose to be love with every flaw that I perceive in this human person who lives here now. I love her. I love this being. I am love. I have no other choice, actually. I could choose to disconnect and not perceive the love for a while, but I can never choose not to be love because I am love. I choose human experience. I choose to honor and respect and accept. I choose to be mad. I choose to be happy. I choose the full spectrum of human emotions to flow through this experience. I choose to be here now. I choose the puzzle of this life. I choose to be present to all the pieces. I choose to be interested. I choose to be engaged. I choose to be here. I do not choose to disembody. I do not choose to make spirit better. I am spirit. I am soul. I am source. I am awake and aware. My gift to this time and place is choosing to be awake and aware. I choose. As you breathe, allow your body to open. Allow every cell, every nerve, every muscle, every tissue, every atom of your being to open to well-being now, to open to source energy now, to open to being in the oneness. And your brain, as you go deep into meditation, as you allow yourself to go deeper and deeper into the connection, your brain feels the safety. Your brain feels the peace. Your brain begins to produce the thousands of biochemical responses that the brain was designed to do. To bring this human body that you are living within into ultimate balance. Every atom opens to the perfection of being. And some of your human experience begins to change, begins to shift. As these chemicals flood your system, with health, with well-being, with the natural blueprint of this body at this time, and we embrace it. We welcome and embrace it. One mantra is, I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. One mantra is, may peace prevail on earth. One mantra is, Gate, Gate, Paragate, Parasamgate, gone. Gone, gone beyond, gone beyond, beyond. Any combination of words that you choose, that you commit to. Commitment is a primary piece of this experience. When I catch myself thinking, I will choose this thought. I will choose this song. I will choose these words. And the power is in the commitment. And the power is in the interruption. The interrupting of the stream of thoughts that has been happening since you were born and possibly before. the stream of thoughts that tells you all about it. Power is in the interruption. If you catch yourself thinking about a story, then interrupt that unconscious story flow and tell yourself the whole story. Choose to be immersed in that story. Choose to focus on that story. Choose to examine that story with the question, is that true? How do you know that's true? Is it possible that the other people in the story are telling themselves a different story with a different truth? Can I find their story? Can I allow their story to exist side by side with my story? And can I love it? Can I love my story? Can I love their story? Can I love the movie we are writing together so that there will be a human experience? Just allowing. Just welcoming. Just letting it be. And so just for a moment, imagine that you had no story. That you got born. And you grew up without events or thoughts or feelings or attitudes. You just grew up. And became a young adult. Still no story. Everything's perfect. No thoughts of anything being any different. No wishes for something else. No story. And you get older and still no story. How interested are you in life without story? Sometimes, when I'm thinking about stories, I remember stories I could be telling myself that never happened. And I realize that there are stories on the earth that I don't want to tell. Stories on the earth that I don't want to live. And I have a moment of gratitude that as challenging as I think my story is, as difficult as I think my story is or was, it's my story. It's what made this life interesting. I kept going back to the movie of they don't understand me. What's wrong with me? Why can't I connect? If I could just be more like them, whoever they are, I would be happier.
And we're recording again.
And sometimes we're interrupted by people, by technology, but we are not interrupted because we are always, always here and always now. We are always here and we are always now. And that is, in fact, never interrupted. Our beingness has existed always. That we came to Earth to have a human experience. And we think maybe when we are not in a human experience, we are in an allness that is uninterrupted. But maybe not. We don't know. Because the mind can only know what's now. The mind can tell us stories from the past, stories about the perceived future. And the being is uninterrupted. Our beingness is always here and always now. So there is no interruption. We can interrupt the mind and say, excuse me, I'd like to think about now. And the mind will allow us to think about now. But sooner or later, the mind loses interest in the now and starts to pay attention to something that happened that isn't now, or something that might happen that isn't now. And the mind says, oh, let's make a movie about when the company blossoms and we get rich, how we'll spend our money. Let's make a movie like that. Let's watch that movie for a while. And then there's the moment when we go, oh, wait a sec. Here I am thinking about the future. I'm going to choose the now. I'm going to choose the now joyfully without any judgment for the moment when I will stop choosing the now and go into thinking again. I need you, precious mind. I need all the things that you do for me. You find the words to speak of experience. You look at the calendar and figure out what needs to happen. You buy the airline ticket. You put the gas in the car. You cook the meals. You do all that with or without me. You do everything that needs to be done. And I love you and thank you. And please forgive me for any moment when I've made you wrong. Please forgive me for any moment when I've made you the bad guy. Please forgive me for any moment that I have pushed hard on you. Thank you. But I also get to use you, dear mind, to choose this now. I get to say right now, right here, meditating and aware of it. Blossoming and aware of it. Peaceful and aware of it. Angry and aware of it. Welcoming and aware of it. In a human body, I am within a human body. I am. I am here. I have chosen this experience. I am choosing. 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 I am choosing to love my precious mind. I am choosing to love my precious inner child. I am choosing to love my wounds. I am choosing to love my ecstasy. I am choosing to love my peace. I am choosing to love whatever is right here in front of me right now. And I am choosing to allow this day to be amazing. I am choosing to be open to the moments that remind my mind that I am awake. I am choosing to feel. I am choosing to see. I'm choosing to be present. On this planet, at this time, send a beam of your light out to a next nearby being who is also choosing to be here now. And watch it begin to travel. Like if you make a map of the world and you see your light. And then you go, oh, look at all those other lights. I'll connect to that one and 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 that one. Oh, and that one over there and that one and that one and that one. And that one, until there is a beam of light going from my light all the way around the world to other beams of light, all here, all now, all holding the space for humans to wake up. And as that light point circles the earth, and comes back to touch me again and spreads to a web of light to an intricate design of points of light all connected. All of us who are awake right now, who are paying attention right now, all of us who are in the now are now linked. And that web of light that we create together is an invitation, a magnetic invitation to other points of consciousness that are right on the edge of being aware, just almost ready to be aware. And their souls, their aware beings, of which we each have one, goes, oh, just one little nudge. And my human will wake up and for a moment remember who they are. Ping! And they're plugged in. And that human's eyes pop open, and I go, wow, what was that? Wow, that was amazing. The web of light is an invitation to all the beings who are unaware but almost there, almost awake. Just ready, just now. Ping. 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 And so on. Eyes popping open. Mind's going, wow. What's that? Wow, this, wow. Wow. I didn't know this was possible. Wow. Where am I? What's going on? Who am I? What's going on? Ding. 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 And as you feel that, and as you experience that, you realize, I, in this human experience, have never had that experience. I was born awake. I was born connected. And there was a moment when I became aware of that awakeness, of that connection. There was a moment when I stopped wishing that I was more like them, and I stopped feeling terribly uncomfortable in my humanness. There was a moment when I remembered that I am the light. When I remembered I am the light I came to be. I am the love I came to be. I am not completely this human experience. I am having a human experience. I am waking up into my humanness. I am waking up into loving my humanness. That is my journey. I was born awake. I am awake. My journey is to be awake and human. My journey is to welcome every aspect of this human experience I'm choosing. And I am not, right this moment, and never have in this lifetime, had the experience of these humans that I just helped by being my light and linking to the light and being part of the web. I've never had the, oh, where am I? Who am I? What am I? Wow, this is really different. I have had the experience of, oh, thank goodness, here I am. Oh, I forgot who I am. Oh, thank goodness, here I am. In my wholeness, in my beauty, in my love, in my completeness, here I am. Linked to other whole, complete, and beautiful beings who came like me to hold the light, to keep the light's presence here now, to make it possible for all human beings to wake up, to make it possible for the planetary consciousness to shift into another state of being than the one it's been living in. She, they. It's she, they. I am the light. I am. I am. I am. I am here. I am here to support the transformation of all the still sleeping humans into their beingness, out of their illusion of 3D. I am this human in this body. I am one with. That's my experience. I am one with. I am here to support them and waking up into who they are. But I am not having that experience. I have it. I live through the illusions. And the whole process, I did the work. I had their experience of waking up. And now I'm here to hold the light so they can wake up. So all of us can be light together. So everybody can remember who they are. Mm-hmm. And to do that, I must own and be the light. Mm-hmm. And in the light, enjoy the human experience. And so when our minds say, I should be further along than I am. I should have made more progress. I should have more success. I should. We say, that's okay, honey. You're doing great. You're doing great. We're here to hold the light. We're remembering ourselves as light. And the more we know the light, and we are the light, the more everything human is easy. It's just being human. And it's fun. And we're here for that fun. We're here for that experience. We're here to welcome whatever's coming our way right now. We're here to love what is. To love what arises, to love what shows up. On the etch-a-sketch of our human experience. And we are in charge. we can choose joy or suffering. They're both interesting. They both give the mind something to think about. And as we envision ourselves in that web, our light has connected to other lights, has connected to other lights, and so we are this beautiful web of light surrounding the planet. There's no going back. There's no, oh, the meditation's over. Now I'm back to thinking again. There's no going back. I am in the web of light where I was when this meditation began and where I will be when this meditation is over. I am the light, intimately connected to all the other beings of light, creating a space for humans to wake up into. And I am human at the same time, completely human. I'm not removed, I'm not remote, I'm not separate, I'm not other than. I am human, I am light, simultaneously, right here, right now. I am human, I am light, I am human, I am light. I choose, moment by moment, this experience, this apparent time and space. I choose where my attention will go. Sometimes I will choose to be totally immersed and aware of the web of light of which I am part. And sometimes I will forget it altogether with the mind. And the web is uninterrupted. The web does not need my mind. And I cannot choose to not be the light. I am the light. I can choose to forget, to think I'm other. I can choose thoughts. But I cannot choose not to be that which I am. I am the light. I am the light. I am the light. And so let's go out into the dance of remembering and forgetting. Let's allow our minds to go wherever they want to go. And it's 10 o'clock.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Morningstar.
We leave you with love.
Thanks. Talk to you later.
Have a beautiful day.
You too. Bye-bye.